He struck down all the firstborn of Egypt, the firstfruits of manhood in the tents of Ham. Today's scripture is 78:51, chapter 78, verse 51 in the book of Psalms.
Lord, I know that the cost of following you is sometimes very great. I also know that when I fail to yield to your ways, that complacency sets in. I do not want to be a cultural Christian. My greatest desire is to be like Christ, my Savior. He alone is my pattern. Father, you had to take something precious from the Egyptians, and still they did not recognize your power and authority. Lord, keep me from the foolishness of the world that says, "Where is the promise of his coming?" Amen.
Today, think. What would you do if the Lord took away all your creatured comforts? Would you do just like Job did? Would you rent your clothes? Would you fall on your face and cry out, "The Lord giveth, the Lord taketh, blessed be the name of the Lord"? We cannot enter into the full destiny that God has ordained for us until, like Job, we can learn to praise God in the worst situations.
Today's action. Read Job chapter 21 and imagine yourself in Job's place. What would your answers be to well-meaning friends? Listen carefully to Job's words. "So I stand aloof from the counsel of the wicked." Do you, my friends, stand aloof from the counsel of the wicked? Today's treasure is found in the book of Job, chapter 1, 20 through 22. Then Job arose and tore his robe and shaved his head, and he fell to the ground and worshipped. And he said, "Naked I came from my mother's womb. Naked shall I return there. The Lord gave and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord." In all of this, Job did not sin nor charge God with wrong.
Blessed be the name of the Lord.